Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for what you're going to do very shortly. We thank you for where we are in your presence. We thank you for where we are in your plans. Thank you, Lord, for taking us from the midst of darkness and establishing us in the midst of your light. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for all the breakthroughs we have received from you. Thank you for how you have fought our battles. Thank you, Lord, for divine interventions we have received from you. Thank you for your great grace working in us, working in our situations. Thank you, Father. We thank you for divine protection upon us. Thank you, Lord, for we sleep in the night and wake up the next morning in peace and in health. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible to us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for correcting those things that you want corrected in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for what you are determined to do with our lives. Thank you for a great future you have planned for us. A great future you have programmed for us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness toward us in this ministry. Thank you for destroying the destroyers. Thank you for destroying the oppressors. Thank you for destroying every work of the devil. Thank you for destroying sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Lord, for destroying arrows of darkness and witchcraft. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us in this ministry as we pray with faith. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We ask, O God, that as we would be having another session of prayer in your presence right now, speak to us expressly from your throne. Touch every one of us and help us. Give us revival. Give us breakthroughs. Give us blessings. Give us grace. Give us prosperity. Give us healings and deliverances. Let us be filled with joy after the prayer session of tonight. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. firm. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that as you pray with faith, the Lord will hear you and answer you quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, Jehovah Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, Jehovah Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. King of glory, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. King of the universe, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Yahweh, Ancient of Days, Jehovah Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Jehovah Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, King of glory, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Ancient of Days, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, All Sufficient God, Most High. Most High, all sufficient. ancient God, most high, how excellent is your name, O Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, how excellent is your name, O Lord. Your name is powerful, your name is marvelous, your name is full of praise, your name is a strong tower, I will praise your name. Your name is powerful, your name is marvelous, your name is full of praise, your name is a strong tower, I will praise your name, I will praise your name. Oh, your name is powerful, your name is marvelous, your name is full of praise, Jesus, your name is a strong tower, I will praise your name, I will praise your name, Jesus, your name is powerful, your name is marvelous, your name is full of praise, your name is a strong tower, yes Lord, I will praise your name. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Yes, you are God. You are the Lord, yes you are. You are the Lord, you reign forever, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, ancient of days, yes you are, King of Israel. You are the Lord, yes, you are God. You are the Lord, yes, you are, yes, you are. You are the Lord, you reign forever, you are the Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You have worthy to be praised. We give you glory. We give you to where you are. I just want to be where you are. just want to be where you are, in your dwelling place forever, in your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. Oh Lord, I want to go where you are. To walk in your presence. Feasting at your table.
Unchangeable.
is the rock of Israel. He is the rock of ages. He is the Lord forever. He reigns forever. His dominion is above all. His power rules over all. His strength prevails over all. His kingdom rules over all. Begin to worship him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. Begin to worship him. Begin to praise him. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship you. You are so kind. You are so good. You are so gracious. You are so loving. You are so merciful. Thank you, Lord. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise you. God of the beginning and the ending. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Be thou exalted forever. Be thou glorified forever. Thank you, Lord, for you are. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you right here. Have your way. Have your way in this place. Take your place. Have your will on Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him praise and worship. Amen. I welcome everyone of you to the Lord's presence once again. Yeah, you're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You can say, Father, thank you for blessings you have released into my life that I cannot see. You can say, Father, thank you for blessings you have released into my life that I cannot yet see. Open your mouth and begin to thank God for those blessings. Begin to thank God for those blessings. Say, Lord, thank you for blessings you have sent into my life. Thank you for blessings you have released into my life. Even blessings I cannot yet see, but you have released them. You have provided them. You have supplied them. Thank you, Lord, for blessings. Blessings that I cannot yet see. Blessings you have provided. Blessings you have released. Blessings you have authorized for me. Blessings you have sent into my life. Blessings you have provided that I cannot yet see physically, but they are already in my life. They are already with me. Lord, thank you for these blessings. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for blessings you have released into my life that I cannot yet see. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to continue from where we stopped on Wednesday midnight. Remember that we have been looking at the book of Psalm 36. Yeah, the book of Psalm 36. And we are still in the first verse, verse 1. And I began to read from New Living Translation. Yeah, verse 1 says, sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. Sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. We're going to pray. We're going to pray like this. you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God be kindled against every personality devising evil against my life, calling, and destiny. So let the hunger of God be kindled against every personality, whether visible or invisible, devising wickedness, devising evil in their hearts against my life, against my calling, against my destiny. Let the hunger of God be kindled against them. Let the wrath of God fall upon them. Let the hunger of God fall upon them. Let the judgment of God fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, let the hunger of God be kindled against every personality, visible or invisible, devising evil against me. Let them encounter the wrath of God. Let them encounter the vengeance of God. Let them encounter the hunger of God right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the wrath of God fall upon them. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that there are some demonic personalities that have creative power in their minds. They have creative power in their minds. So meaning that as they are thinking evil concerning you, that evil begins to happen instantly. Yeah, they just need to think it, they just need to imagine it. Yeah, that is one of the high level of witchcraft. They use their mind to recreate people's lives. They use their minds to destroy people's lives. Yeah, so they have demonic creative ability in their minds to make evil appear anywhere. So they just need to imagine. So once they imagine it, it appears anywhere they want it to appear. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your wrath and destruction fall upon every demonic mind creating evil in my life and situations. Say, Father, let your wrath and destruction fall upon every demonic mind creating evil for my life and situations. Let your wrath fall upon them. Let your destruction fall upon them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let your wrath and destruction fall upon every demonic mind, satanic mind, that is imagining evil for my life, that is creating evil for my calling, for my destiny, for my situations. Let your wrath and destruction locate them now. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your wrath and destruction locate them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah. Witchcraft have network systems in the earth. The realm of witchcraft, they have deep network systems in the earth. Their network is like cobwebs, like spider webs. Yeah, and they can trace anyone, anywhere in the world. They have a network that can trace anyone, anywhere in the world. So you can't hide from them. Yeah, they can locate anyone, anywhere in the world, and ensure that their imaginations and their desires and plans happen in the life of such person. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your fire fall upon every network of witchcraft that is after my life for evil. You're going to say, Father, let your fire fall upon every network of witchcraft searching for my life, to execute evil, to perform evil. Let your fire fall and scatter them. Let your fire fall and destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost locate every network of witchcraft, every network, every web of witchcraft that is after my life, searching for my life, attacking my life for evil. Let fire fall on them and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let fire fall on them and consume them all. Let fire fall on them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every web of witchcraft looking for my life, watching over my life, attacking my life, tracing my life, following my life to perform evil. Let fire fall upon those networks and scatter them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft ley lines that are searching after my life, following after my life, connecting with my life, channeling evil into my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Every web of witchcraft that have surrounded my life to ensure that evil plans prevail in my life, to ensure that evil agenda prevail in my life, let fire of the Holy Ghost right now descend upon them and consume them all in the name of Jesus. For it is written that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Let fire of the Holy Ghost trace these webs and connections and networks and consume them all right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that the whole world is a product of a mind. The whole earth is a product of a mind. Yeah, the mind of God gave birth to all creation or all creatures. Yeah, so in the same way, the kingdom of darkness understands the power of the mind. So in the same way, they try to alter God's creation, yeah, by ensuring that that everyone is defeated in the realm of the mind. Yeah. So if you have been defeated by Satan in your mind, that is all they need. That is all Satan need to alter God's plans for your life. Yeah, if it takes the mind of God for you to exist, God spoke everything into existence from his mind. You already have the picture of everything in his mind before he spoke them out into existence. So if you are a product of the mind of God, yeah, then it means that devil needs to make sure that you are, you know, that his own mind prevail over your mind for him to be able to turn God's plans for your life upside down. For him to be able to alter God's plans for your life. Yeah, because God's plans for your life will be fulfilled as your mind agrees with God's mind. God's plans for your life will be fulfilled that way. But if devil can successfully prevail over your mind, then he is able to alter God's plans for your life. So if he has not prevailed over your mind, then he will not stand a chance to alter God's plans for your life. So you're going to pray. So what devil does is that he enforces his mind upon people's mind. He enforces his own mind upon people's minds. So therefore making people to think the way he thinks. Yeah, therefore making people to think what he wants them to think. And making people to think in a negative way to what is in God's mind for them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire destroy every oppression of darkness attacking my mind. Every oppression of darkness enforcing evil upon my mind, enforcing a demonic mind on my mind. Let your fire locate them and destroy them. Let your fire destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your fire destroy every attack of Satan on my mind. Every attack of Satan on my mind to enslave my mind, to control my mind, to pollute my mind, to corrupt my mind, to turn my mind against you, to turn my mind against your will, to turn my mind against your ways, against your truth. Lord, let your fire locate such attacks and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every battle of darkness that is after my mind, so that your plans will not prevail in my life. Every battle of darkness that is after my mind to disconnect my mind from believing you, to weaken my mind from trusting in you, to weaken my mind from believing your words. Oh God, let your fire destroy such attacks right now in the name of Jesus. Let your fire destroy such battles right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic thought that have been injected into my mind to alter God's plans for my life, to disconnect me from God's presence, to disconnect me from God's mind. Every demonic thought that have been injected into my mind, cut fire right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cut fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just as I said earlier, you are going to see the manifestations of God's promises in your life as your mind aligns with God's mind. The moment your mind aligns with God's mind, then the manifestation of God's promises for your life is going to be sure and certain. And devil does not want your mind to align with God's mind. Devil is happy when you are doubting God's word. Devil is happy when you are full of fear. Devil is happy when you are full of insecurity. Devil is happy when you are polluted in your mind. When you don't have love in your mind. When you are imagining negativities. Yeah, devil is happy because he knows if your mind is like that, it will be difficult for the promises of God for your life to come to pass. So you are going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, my soul and mind receive strength to align with God's mind. You're going to say, my soul, my mind receive strength, receive power to agree, to align with God's mind. So that the promises of the Lord will manifest in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. He sheneki hata sudiala la jeliala. Mahashasadagada kanana. Teshua no belahisiata. Begin to say, my soul, my mind, align with God's mind right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to speak to your soul. Begin to speak to your mind. Say, my soul and my mind begin to agree with God's mind. Begin to agree with God's mind, whether you like it or not. Agree with God's mind. Align with God's mind. In the name of Jesus, my soul, my mind, align with God's mind. Agree with God's mind. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you, my soul, you, my mind, agree with God's mind, align with God's mind, in the name of Jesus, that the promises of the Lord may be fulfilled in my life, so that the promises of the Lord may come to pass in my life. My soul, my mind, right now, align with God's mind, agree with God's mind, whether you like it or not. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sometimes the unbeliever seems to be very more wiser than believers. Yeah, sometimes the unbelievers, scientists who don't believe God exists, they seem to be very smart or smarter than believers. Yeah, and why do I say that? Even science have discovered that the minds of people as innate power of creation. Yeah, somebody carried out an experiment. Yeah, he carried out an experiment. He placed some food items inside two containers. Some food items inside two containers. Now, in the first container, he you wrote something on the body of that container. He wrote that I hate you. I don't want you again. You can spoil. Yeah. He put a food. This scientist or researcher put food items inside a container, and he labeled the container by writing, "I hate you. I don't want you, and I want you to spoil." And then he put the same food item inside another container and write, "I love you." Okay. The first container, he said, "I hate you. I want you to spoil." The second container, he wrote, "I love you. I don't want you to spoil." And then every morning, he look at those container and channel his mind on those things he wrote. He wrote on, on those containers. He channeled his mind to reinforce those things he wrote on those containers, to affirm those things he wrote on those containers. And then he realized that the one that he said, "I hate you, I want you to spoil," he realized that after 48 hours, the food items, they spoiled. And then the one that he wrote, "I love you, I don't want it to spoil," that one stayed very long and did not spoil. It was just an experiment. And, and the person was saying that, that our mind carries creative power, carries energy, or can channel energy that can change the course of events, that can change the course of time. It can determine what should happen and what should not. So you can see that your mind is powerful to determine what should happen in your life. So if you are at a time that every time you wake up, your mindset is bad, you're always thinking and imagining things that is not pure, things that is not right. In your mind, there is, you don't have faith, you don't have, you can't trust God's word, then it is evil and negativities that will be happening in your life. But when your mind is always positive, your mind is always full of faith, your mind is always speaking out good things, then it is good things that will be happening in your life. It is so simple. And devil understand this thing. That is why he's always attacking the minds. He's always attacking the minds. And he's always giving people a wrong view of life. He's making people see life in a negative dimension and not in the way God sees life. And God sees things on earth. So you're going to place your right hand on your head again. Yeah. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive strength in my mind to think in the direction of God's will and desires for my life." You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, I receive strength in my mind to think in the direction of God's will, of God's plans, of God's desires for my life." In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If your mind is thinking in the direction of demonic plans, of satanic agenda for your life, then satanic agenda will happen to you. But if your mind is always thinking in the direction of God's plans, God's will, God's desires for your life, then God's will happen to you. Yeah, it might take some time, but it will happen to you. I'll begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, "Lord, strengthen my mind to always think in the the direction of your will for my life, in the direction of your plans, of your purposes for my life. Strengthen my mind, O God. 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 To begin to think in the direction of the Word of God. To begin to think in the direction of your truth. To begin to think in the direction of your ways. To begin to think in the direction of eternal life. To begin to think in the direction of heavenly things. Lord, strengthen my mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. So that your plans can happen to me. Strengthen my mind. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, another thing that you need to know is that your mind is connected to time. Your mind is connected to time and to events that happen in time. Yeah. Sometimes I can know with 100% assurance that something is going to happen, and that thing will happen exactly as it appeared in my mind. Yeah. So to show you that your mind as a Christian has a connection with time. Yeah, there are other details on this, but I'm not teaching. And then I don't think God wants me to talk about that now. Yeah, so you're going to pray. What I'm trying to say is that there is grace for you to be connected to what God is doing on earth, such that you are able to be in the right place at the right time for what God has programmed for your life to happen to you, such that you are able to speak the right words. You are able to think the right thoughts that you should think at a particular time, that something has to happen to you. So meaning that certain events in time are connected to what is in your mind as at that time. If a blessing God has put, for instance, if God has placed a blessing for you in tomorrow, you receiving that blessing is connected to how you think to in tomorrow. It's connected to what happens in your mind tomorrow. So if you happen to think in a negative way tomorrow, that blessing might not come to you. I don't know if you understand. Yeah. So you need a grace of God. You need a grace of God that will, someone said my voice is not clear. I hope my voice is clear now. Yeah, I hope you can all hear me now. So my point is that you need a grace of God that will enable you to connect with everything God has put into time for you. You need the grace of God that will enable you to receive everything God has put into time for you. So meaning that you need a grace that will help you to be in the right place at the right time. You need a grace that will help you to know when to leave a particular location and relook and move to another location, because the blessings of God is already in that location for you. You need a grace that will enable you to know what to say. say and what not to say so that the blessings of God in time can happen to you. You need the grace of God to know what you must think and what you must not think, so that the blessings of God in time can happen to you. So you're going to pray. I don't know of any better way to explain that. Yeah, I pray the Lord will give you more understanding. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace. Give me grace to channel my thoughts and actions in the direction of what you are doing in the earth, in the direction of what you are doing on earth, in the direction of what you have positioned in time for me. Say, Lord, give me grace to think. Give me grace to channel my actions, to channel my words, to channel my thoughts in the direction of what of all everything you have positioned in time for me, in the direction of what you are doing on earth for my sake, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me grace to channel my thoughts, my words, and actions in the direction of every good thing you have placed in time for me. Give me grace, O God, to think the right thoughts that will enable the manifestation of the blessings you have placed in time for me. Give me grace to be in the right place at the right time, so that everything you have positioned into time for me can catch up with me. So Lord, give me grace to have the right thoughts, the right words, and the right actions that will enable the blessings you have positioned into time for me to happen in my life, that will enable your plans for my life to come to pass. In the name of Jesus, help my mind to be connected with what you are doing in time. Say, Lord, help my mind to be connected with what you are doing in time. Help my mind to be connected with all the blessings you have positioned for me in time. Help me to do the right thing always, that will enable the manifestation of all the blessings you have positioned into time for me. Lord, help me to do the right things. Help me to be in the right place. Help me to say the right words. Help me to think right thoughts that will enable the manifestation of all the blessings you have positioned in time for me. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me grace. Give me grace that will enable me to have the right thoughts, the right words, the right actions, to have the right thoughts, to speak the right words, and to manifest the right actions that will enable all your plans and promises for my life to come to pass, to come to pass at their times. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to channel my thoughts and imaginations and words and actions in the direction of the blessings you have positioned for me in time, in the direction of all that you are doing for my good in time. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you that by the help of the Holy Spirit, you will receive grace to be so sensitive, such that you are doing the right thing at the right time. You are thinking the right thing at the right time. You are in the right place at the right time, and you are having the right purpose at the right time. I pray that you receive grace for these things, so that the blessings of God in time will catch up with you, so that the miracles of God for your life that has been in time will happen to you. Receive the grace now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still looking at Psalm 36, the book of Psalms, chapter 36. And verse 1 says, sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. I'm reading from New Living Translation. It says, sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. You need to understand that there are some people, I call them wicked people, that don't know what they are doing. Though they think they know what they are doing, but they took upon themselves to seek your downfall. They took upon themselves to begin to seek witch doctors, to begin to seek so that they can afflict you. Yeah, so these people, they don't know that in the process, they are also destroying themselves. So, but they are doing those things because they don't like you, because they hate you. Now, some of these people, you don't even know them. Yeah, in fact, some of them, they got some powers from Satan, and they want to test that power. These wicked people, they powers on people. If you get what I'm saying, it's like magic. Yeah, they had the, somebody gave them the power, or they went after Satan and they got powers, and then they feel like, I want to check in these powers. Work the way they say it works. So they began to attack people. Yeah, so we have they fall under the category of spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, these wicked people, they fall under the category of spiritual wickedness in high places that the Bible talked about in Ephesians chapter 6. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say amen. Let the anger of God locate every wickedness of wicked people fashioned against against my life, my health, my prosperity, my success, my progress, my promotion, my victory, my Spirit of God, locate them and destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God locate the wickedness of wicked people fashioned against my life, fashioned against my marriage, against my family, against my destiny, against my health, against my prosperity, against my success and progress. Let the wickedness and the wicked people, both the wickedness and those that devised it, let the anger of God fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon them. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God fall upon the wickedness of wicked people that have been fashioned against my life, fashioned against my destiny, devised against my calling, devised against my marriage, against my peace, against my health. Let the anger of God fall upon the wickedness of wicked people. Let the anger of God fall upon the wickedness of wicked people that is after my life, that is after my destiny. Let the anger of God fall upon them now, in the name of Jesus. And let those wicked people receive judgment of God right now. Let those wicked people devising wickedness upon my life, channeling wickedness into my life, let the judgment of God fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Of God fall upon the wickedness of wicked people. The evil arrows from wicked people. The evil attack my calling, against my ministry, against my progress and success. Let the hand of God fall upon the wickedness and the evils of wicked people sent into my life. Let the hand of God destroy them all now, in the name of Jesus. And let the judgment of God locate the wicked people attacking my life. Wrath of God. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we understand that some of these people are not humans. I mean, some of these wicked people are not human beings. And of course, some whereas some are not humans at all. Yeah, so that is why I was saying in that prayer point, I was saying that the judgment of God should fall upon the wicked people. God will decide how he wants to judge them. If they are humans, yeah, God will decide how to judge them. But if they are not humans, God will want to kill them. on human flesh, but they are not humans. They are demons. They are demonic creatures. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your hunger and wrath fall upon every demonic creature appearing as human, devising evil for my life, for my destiny. Fall upon them and kill them all. Let your anger and wrath fall upon them and destroy them all. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. We need to ask God to destroy them, or they will continue to live, and they don't have to live, because the more they live, the more they will continue to hinder the fulfillment of destinies of many. Begin to pray, say, Lord, let your anger fall upon a wicked people who are creatures of darkness, wicked people devising evil for my life, wicked people who are not humans, wicked people who are demons in the flesh, wicked people who are demonic creatures, beings fighting my life, fighting my calling, fighting my destiny. Lord, let your anger and wrath fall upon them and let them die. Let your anger and wrath, let your anger and wrath consume them from existence. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, whether they are a boy or they are a girl, young or they are old or they are adult, whoever they are, however they appear, whatever they are, oh God of vengeance, attack them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, let your anger and wrath fall upon every demonic creature appearing as a human being, tormenting my life, oppressing my life, attacking my life, devising. Oh God, let your anger kill them all. Let your wrath destroy them all. Lord, remove them from existence. Uproot them from existence. In the name of Jesus. Uproot them from existence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I said all these wicked people, witchcraft, divinations, sorcery, they fall under spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, let me read it for you in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Yeah. In verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual in high places. Yeah. That is the category they fall in. All those witchcraft, wickedness of wicked people, enchantments, magic, sorcery, divinations. They fall under spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah. And sometimes this category oppressions, they work through vulnerable people. I mean, people that are not strong spiritually, people that are maybe unbelievers, sinners. So meaning that these forces of darkness, they can be using your very close friend against you. And even your friend will not know that the demons are using him or her against you. They can be against you and you will not know. Especially if your children are weak spiritually. If your children are not strong spiritually. So if you have a friend that is not strong spiritually, devil can use them. This category of demonic operations, they can against your life, against your destiny, against your career, against your marriage. Yeah, they can walk through vulnerable people around you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect from every spiritual wickedness flowing through the people around me into my life. I hope you understand this prayer point. Yeah, you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my life. I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body. I disconnect my destiny. I disconnect my life. Wickedness around me, flowing through the friends around me into my life. I disconnect myself from such flow right now. I bind such flow right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Leshihanda kakatalama. Ibasihanda shelea. Tateja nadegala. In the name of Jesus, every flow of spiritual wickedness taking advantage of the people around me to attack me, coming through the people in my life, the people in my family, the people among my relatives, the people around me, friends, loved ones, every spiritual wickedness flowing from these people into my life, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Flow from my life right now in the name of Jesus. I disconnect my life. I disconnect my environment. I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from such flow right now in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual wickedness coming through the people in my workplace, coming through the people in my environment, coming through the people around me into fire of the Holy Ghost, stop such flow. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost terminate such flow right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray for you right now. I decree that every flow of spiritual wickedness entering into your life through the people around you, even through the people you have drawn so close into your life, I decree that that flow is forever terminated right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to also know that this category of operations of the kingdom of darkness, which I call, or which the Bible calls, spiritual wickedness in high places, they can also use animals, insects. They can use animal creatures to attack. Yeah, they can use incense to get access into your life. Yeah, so meaning that some of the creatures, tiny, tiny insects in your house, might not be real insects. Yeah, even some animals are not real animals. Yeah, some animals are not real animals. They are working for the spiritual wickedness in high places. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, I'm not saying you should start searching your house for these animals. Yeah, I'm not saying that. But the fire of God can locate them anywhere they are and destroy them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume every creature of darkness in form of animals and visible creatures. Let fire fall upon them and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall upon every demonic creature in form of animals, visible creatures, channeling evil into my life, channeling evil into my environment, channeling evil into my career, into my destiny. Let the fire of God fall upon them and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Let fire fall upon demonic creatures appearing as animals, appearing as insects, appearing as visible creatures, to channel evil into my life. Lord, let your fire find them wherever they are and destroy them. Let your fire become visible and destroy them wherever they are. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your fire become visible and locate them and destroy them wherever they are. In the name of Jesus, whether they are in the kitchen, whether they are in the toilets in my house, whether they are in the rooms, whether they are in the living room, anywhere these demonic creatures are hiding in form of any visible thing, Lord, let your fire become visible and find them and kill them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to pray against haunters of darkness that are sponsoring spiritual wickedness. Now, if you look at that scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, you will see that it says in high places. It says spiritual wickedness in high places. So in the ancient times, demonic altars are usually being set up on high places. Yeah, in the ancient times, those people that worship idols, they usually look for hills, high places, mountain tops, to set up the altars for those idols or for those gods. Yeah, so that's why it says spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are altars, there are high places. Yeah, there are sponsoring spiritual wickedness. So, and sacrifices are being done on those altars on daily basis. Many of these altars, they receive human blood on daily basis so that spiritual wickedness will continue to prosper on earth. So that many people will continue to be afflicted. So that many people will continue to be oppressed. So even in your country, There are a lot of these hunters, the politicians, the many of the scientists, or maybe I should say some of the scientists, billionaires, they worship these high places, and they donate human blood to these high places. Yeah, they offer sacrifices on these high places. Yeah, because they have to do it for the wickedness to continue. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall upon every altar of darkness, a channeling spiritual wickedness, channeling wickedness and evil into my life, calling, career, and destiny. Let fire fall and waste them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, let fire fall upon every altar of darkness, whether they are visible or they are invisible. Wherever they are positioned, whether they are in the heavenly realms, or they are on the head, or they are under the head, or they are in the sea, or they are in the rivers. Every altar of darkness sponsoring wickedness for my life. Sponsoring evil, promoting evil, channeling evil, authorizing evil, influencing my life and the affairs of my life for evil. Let fire of the Holy Ghost find them and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall upon them. Shekihanda tesuziyanagala, nashetakata, masiyanashia. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Let the fire of God rain on those altars and waste them all and roast them all and destroy them all, whether they are visible or invisible, anywhere they are. Every altar of darkness channeling evil into my life, channeling wickedness into my life, channeling affliction, sorrow, troubles, pains, suffering into my life, poverty into my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost fall on them and consume them. Let fire fall from the throne of God. For it is written that fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. Thank you, Lord. Let fire fall upon them and waste them all. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Let us go back to Psalm 36. Psalm 36, verse 1. It says, sin whispers to the wicked deep within their hearts. They have no fear of God at all. They have no fear of God at all. So, which means that evil people don't give up in doing evil. Evil people don't easily give up in doing evil. Agents of Satan, they don't easily give up in carrying out their wickedness because they have no fear of God. Yeah, so the spirit in them is 100% evil. So there is no part of them that is good. They are full of evil and they are not willing to repent. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, Let your anger be kindled against every enemy that is following after my life to destroy my life completely. Every enemy that is following after my life without stopping, attacking my life, without stopping, fighting my life, without stopping, every enemy that will not leave my life alone, that will not let go of my life, Lord, let your anger be kindled against them and destroy them without mercy. Lord, attack them without mercy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, every enemy that is so bent on seeing my downfall, let your anger go after them and let them be utterly destroyed without mercy. Lord, as they are not showing mercy in attacking me, Lord, don't show mercy in judging them. Don't show mercy in destroying them. Don't show mercy in destroying them. As they are not showing mercy in attacking me, Lord, don't withdraw your anger until you have wasted them all, until you have destroyed them all. Every enemy that will not let go of my life, every enemy that will not let go of my destiny, every enemy that will not let go of my career, every enemy that will not let go of my calling, Lord, go after them in your anger. And don't stop until you have destroyed them completely. Begin to pray like that. So Lord, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't show mercy. Destroy them completely. As you destroy the enemies of Israel, Lord, attack them and utterly destroy them. Every enemy that is attacking my life to destroy my life. Every enemy that is attacking my destiny to destroy my destiny. Oh God, go after them in your anger and don't stop until you have completely destroyed them. In the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, whatever they are, Lord, go after them. In as much as they will not repent, in as much as they will not stop, in as much as they will not give up, Lord, go after them and do not stop until you destroy them all. Every enemy that is after me to see my downfall, Holy Ghost, go after them now and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So if you look at that verse, it says they have no fear of God at all. Psalm 36 verse 1, New Living Translation, it says they have no fear of God at all. Yeah. It shows that there is a level. There is a level in darkness that a man can reach, and the fear of God will be forever lost and missing in the heart of such a man. You know, sometimes when we are praying against the enemy, and the oppressions of the enemy. Yeah, sometimes we need to check our own lives, because sometimes we are our own enemies, unknown to us. Yeah. Sometimes we are our own enemies. I was talking to someone recently. I said more than 90% of the problems in the world are self-inflicted problems. Yeah, that they are self-inflicted problems, meaning that they are problems that we caused ourselves. We allowed them to happen. Yeah, we made them to happen. Or we are the one who did those things. Or they are consequences of what we have done wrong. Yeah, stuff like that. So you're going to pray that you will not enter into that level of darkness where you will no longer have fear of God. Yeah, you're going to pray for yourself that you will not find yourself in such darkness that fear of God will no longer be in your mind or in your soul. So that is how, you know, you're going to pray this prayer for yourself now. You're going to say, Father, remove me from every depth of darkness that is killing the fear of God in my soul. Yeah, because if you can willingly commit sin without feeling sad, if you can willingly commit sin without feeling remorseful, without feeling sorrowful, then it means the fear of God in your heart is dead. If you can easily do what is wrong without thinking twice, without thinking that God's going to be offended, without thinking that God, your action is going to hurt God, then it means the fear of God in your heart is dead. That's what it means. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every depth of darkness that is killing the fear of God in my soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, deliver me from every depth of darkness that is killing your fear in my soul. That is killing your fear in my soul. That is making me to love sin and hate righteousness. Deliver from every depth of darkness that is making me to feel out. Home with sin. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me now. Sheka shihanda talagliyada. Maso shante kabishya. Say, Lord, I don't want to reach the level in darkness where I will no longer fear and honor you again. Lord, do not allow me to cross the line to that level of darkness, to that realm of darkness, to the depths of darkness where I no longer fear you again. Do not allow me to cross the line to that point in darkness where I no longer fear you again, where I no longer obey you again, where I no longer love righteousness again, where I no longer desire to please you again. Lord, don't let me cross to that point. Don't let me cross the line to that level of darkness. Help me, Father. And if I have reached that place, Lord, deliver me now. Pull me out of such darkness. I want to fear you always. I want to honor you always. I want to obey you always. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray four more prayer points. Yeah. formal prayer point, you're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive deliverance from every darkness that is making false appear as truth to me. That is making what is false, what is wrong, appear as what is true and what is right to me. Every darkness upon my life that is making wrong things appear as right to me. That is making false things appear as truth to me. Lord, deliver me from such darkness now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is making righteousness appear as righteousness and making unrighteousness appear as righteousness to me, let them be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Every darkness that is exalting wrong things in my heart, every darkness that is exalting falsehood, exalting wrong things in my heart, and demoting right things and what is true in my heart, Lord, destroy such darkness now in the name of Jesus. Every darkness that is making what is wrong appear to me as right, and what is right appear to me as wrong, oh God, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. And also pray that every darkness that is making me to love what is wrong and hate what is right, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness making me to fall in love with what is bad, with what is wrong, with what is unrighteous, with what is unclean, with what is ungodly, with what is impure. Lord, every darkness making me to fall in love with evil and unrighteousness, let your fire consume them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. And every darkness that is making me not to embrace what is right, not to do what is right, Lord, destroy them now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I hand over the affairs of my life to the Lord's control. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I hand over the activities of my life to the Lord's control. I hand over every issue in my life. I hand over the issues of my life to the Lord's control right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shaking the haka tabalala suzerada, nana shinana, lashinana tata, nashia tenha shiriyala, nadia sama shirabalaga, rakeshia senavagabala. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I hand over the issues of my life to the Lord's control. I withdraw my control. I hand over everything in my life, everything happening in my life, the affairs of my life, the daily activities in my life. I hand over all the events in my life. I hand over the situations of my life to the Lord's control. From now onward, in the name of Jesus, let God have his way. Let God have his way. Let God have his way. Let God have his way in the affairs of my life. I withdraw my own wisdom. I withdraw my own opinions. I withdraw my own ideas concerning the issues of my life. I hand over all the issues of my life to the Lord's control. I hand over all the affairs of my life to the Lord's control. From now henceforth, let the Lord have his way. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, I withdraw my own control. I withdraw my own control. I withdraw my own wisdom. I withdraw my own decision, desires, ideas, opinions pertaining to the activities of my life. I now hand over all the affairs of my life to the Lord's control. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord and the Lord alone have his way in the affairs of my life. Henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Spirit of the living God, block my ears and hearts against every teaching, ideas, opinions, counsel, philosophy of man that contradicts the will of God. Yeah. Begin to say, Spirit of the living God, block my heart, block my ears, block my mind against every opinions of men, teachings, ideas, counsels, philosophy of men, news of men that contradicts the will of God for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nishigera tiharadala, nashisara kashmala, mandiku haditola. I ask for God that you block my ears, block my heart, block my mind against every teaching, doctrine, philosophy of men, opinions of men, ideas, counsels, every initiative of men, every advice of men that contradicts the will of God, that contradicts the righteousness of God, that contradicts the mind of God. Spirit of the living God, block my mind against them now. Block my ears against them. Block my heart against them. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point, you're going to pray. Yeah, I'm coming back to spiritual wickedness in high places. You're going to pray. It's possible that in your family background, there is an altar of darkness that is controlling the destinies of everyone born into your family. Everyone born into your bloodline. It's possible that there is an altar of darkness that is controlling the destinies of everyone born into your father's house or into your mother's house, and you don't even know, or maybe you know, you're going to pray. You're going to say, oh God, arise in your anger and destroy every high place of darkness. Every high place of darkness, altar of darkness in my father's house, in my mother's house, controlling the destinies of every child born into the family. Lord, let your anger locate that high place and bring it down and crush it in pieces and grind it in pieces. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Neharia shegetata, niha sesia la bashia, gekete katijona la baladia, neshisasara galashia. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, descend upon those altars in your rod, every high place, every shrine, every altar of darkness, every statue of darkness, every idol of darkness in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my father's lineage, in my mother's lineage, controlling my destiny for evil, controlling the destiny of every child born into the family. Oh God of Israel, let your anger crush them in pieces right now. Let your anger grind them in pieces. Let your anger destroy them all. Let your anger consume such altar. Let your anger destroy such altar forever. In the name of Jesus, every altar in my father's hometown, every altar in my mother's hometown, every altar of darkness,